telling something, if you have something on your mind. What a lovely sound to start the podcast with. What are you drinking today? What kind of tea?
Hopefully I don't spill it.
Royal tea? Oh, please don't.
No. It's definitely not royal tea. It's, it's some herbal something or other. Echinacea. Ooh. Immunity. Strength and power. Something like that. Excuse me.
I like it. I did that recently with a soup. Good. I made like a turmeric black pepper, extra onion and garlic, like chicken noodle soup. And I was like, we gotta boost up our immune systems. Is there a lag? Or are you just ignoring me?
It wouldn't let me take the mute.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. You stopped recording. Hang on. Everyone else is being recorded. Ask Andrew to refresh and rejoin from a regular browser, not incognito. Ooh, technical difficulties. Let me just send him a picture of this. It's quicker than typing it out. Okay, well, elevator music. Welcome back.
Thank you.
What?
It's good to be back.
What happened?
I don't know. It said, you're done. That's the episode.
Ignore me one more time. See what happens.
I was not ignoring a single thing. It just went like, I muted it because I had to burp, and so I muted it.
Oh, lovely.
Because I was drinking my
tea. Thank you for sparing us.
And then it wouldn't let me unmute, and then finally it did, and then it disconnected the whole thing.
I just saw you staring at me, and I was like, wow, are we going to see how long we can go? Because I'm uncomfortable already. And then I saw it was muted. And then you came back for a second, all of a sudden, gone. So it was quite delightful.
Yeah, so
boost your immune systems, folks, and reboot your internet every so often, and then whatever Andrew's going to say next.
I'll try to keep it brief. Last week's episode, we were talking about this silly truck that I'm trying to get running and get it going. Still working on it. It's, uh-oh. With our recording, it's only the next day.
It's a quick turnaround here.
The previous owner had the tailgate was stolen under his ownership back when he lived in Colorado, and it was like,
did you say title or tail? Sorry, I was listening tailgate. But not listening. Oh, tailgate.
Tailgate. Okay. Pretty bad epidemic, you know, steal like tailgate thefts, because it's a pretty easy part to remove normally, and
I would never have thought to do that, because
it's expensive to replace. Yeah. So, anyway, so this truck came with like just the metal part of a tailgate. So it's very expensive to buy a new one and all the components and all the bits and pieces that go inside it. Anyway, I found one on Marketplace, another Marketplace find. I was stoked. I messaged the guy like 2 days ago, like, hey, super interested. Let me know. Didn't hear anything. I saw my message. Messaged him yesterday. Hey, still super interested. I'm down to meet this time. Let me know. And then today, messaged at like, I don't know, morning-ish. Hey, I can meet up after this time, which was not any of the times I gave, which is fine. I was like, sure. Okay. Yeah. I'll be there about this time. And so, okay, cool. Sounds good. So I went, got some money out of the old Adam, the ATM, and then sent a message like, hey, I'm headed down, and this is like a 45-minute drive away from where I'm working. And so I was like, all right, this is my ETA. I'm on my way, this and that. Nothing. All right, I'm 10 minutes out. Nothing.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm here, just so you know. House is dark, not a light on, no cars in the drive.
Oh, my gosh.
There is nothing. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? So I knocked on, I rang the doorbell. I'm trying to speed it up. I'm sorry.
You're good. I'm intrigued.
I ended up ringing the doorbell like 5 times. I ended up knocking like once. And then I'm like, well, you know, I was parked in the driveway. I see there's like a little fence right beside the garage door. And there's like a small like 2-inch gap between the end of the fence and the building.
Did you break into this person's house? Don't make us all accessories.
I did not. I took a peek in there and I see the tailgate sitting there, but 8 feet away.
And I have the money. Leave the money under the mat.
Well, part of me, well, there's no mat. Like, there's nothing. But like, I was just like, I literally messaged this guy like 8 times. I was like, hey, I'm here. I have an appointment I got to get to, which was like, you know, north another half an hour. And I was like, hey, I got to go in 15 minutes. I was there for like 20 minutes. I was just waiting, sending messages, ringing the doorbell, knocking. And I was just having a ethical question of, do I go in his unlocked gate to his side yard and get the tailgate and leave the money that we agreed to right where it was or very close to it and be done and gone? Or do I risk not like having the time align for us to meet up again and it gets sold out from under me? And so let us know under the Ways podcast.
What did you do? Hang on.
What did you do?
What did you do though?
What would you do? And on that note, hello.
It's like when you're reading a book and then you realize there's a multiple parter. And then at the end of the first one, you're like, it's not even out for the second one yet.
Your line is ahoy, by the way.
Ahoy.
And welcome to the End of the Ways podcast. It's a show about all things shipwrecks on the Great Lakes. My name is Andrew. I shall be thine captain for the last episode of 2025.
And I'm Michelle, highly disappointed over here, and my watch is screaming at me that my stress is overloaded. Welcome aboard this week's episode.
Stay tuned.
What did you do?
To the end of the episode.
No. Oh, no. I think I know what you did.
What I did.
Knowing you, I think I know what you did. But I still want to hear from the horse's mouth.
But that's my question. What would you guys do? There, like, this guy has not even seen these messages. Nothing. It's just showing in the whole Facebook Messenger thing, like, sent. You can see, like, 12 messages before that's the last one that he looked at. So anyway, let us know under the ways podcast at gmail.com. What would you do in this first world ethical dilemma?
Was there cameras?
I did not see a single camera.
Okay.
But he had my name. That's about it. So I don't know. Would they press charges?
I probably would have left it alone because I'm a little too much of a goody two shoes, but I would be kicking myself all the way home.
It was a really good deal for a tailgate. It was a really good deal. It was $40 for a tailgate. The only thing that's missing is a handle. Anyway, I will reveal how the story unraveled at the end of the episode because we might as well have a cliffhanger at the beginning, but don't worry, satisfaction guaranteed for resolution of the story.
Interesting. Wow. Okay. Why aren't you writing these episodes? You're so much better at storytelling and leaving cliffhangers. Holy cow. Okay. Cool. Captain's Correction Corner. We had a slight discrepancy in last week's episode that covered the James W. Curran and the John A. McPhail. We talked a lot about other ferries around the Straits of Mackinac and then on the St. Mary's River going between the two Sioux. In the Mackinac section, we mentioned that two of the ferries, the City of Petoskey and the City of Munising, were the largest ferries and could take each of them could take about 105 vehicles across at each time. This was true until another ferry, the Vacationland, came into play in 1952 and had a max capacity of 150 cars and up to 600 people. Hence, when we mentioned the final trip of the car ferries across the Straits being 135 cars, that was true. It was just in a bigger ferry than we initially thought. So if you're listening to the episode, you're probably like, wait, they just said the largest ferries could only carry 105 cars. we kind of goofed with that. So
not the vacation ferry was land.
150 cars, so 135 was definitely within that range, and all is good with the world now. Well, not really. Very well, with this episode, I know I don't love it. Anywho, that's that.
Gives like, never mind.
It sounds like a really run-down theme park in the middle of nowhere that's it gives probably me vibes of against that OSHA. Theme park
from Pinocchio.
Oh, Pleasure Island?
Yes.
That was icky.
The name of it just gives me vibes of that, but it might have been a pleasantly fine ferry, but I just don't know.
I'm sure it was a great ferry, but it just sounds like, like a really weird run-down. Some would say it gives against the ick. Against any kind of OSHA regulations or anything. Theme park. So,
like a Freddy Fazbear's kind of thing. Yeah.
Like a what?
It sounds like, doesn't matter. It's for a niche audience. All right. So today we're going to have a fun little break from some other things. We're going to do a fun little review thing, like what we did for the state parks and such. But this time we're picking on a few harbors from around the Great Lakes. And we're reading mostly the 1 to 2 star reviews with a few others thrown in for good measure. Some harbors got mixed up with marinas, boat launches, and perhaps a restaurant or two. So we're starting off strong with Lake Huron. And we have the Harbor Lights Marina located in Bayfield, Ontario. This 250-slip harbor also features a swimming pool, tennis courts, laundry facilities, a fuel station, a clubhouse, and a nearby repair shop and marine store. From M. Adam Carswell, he left his 1-star review and his opinion. Quote, "Had a nice dinner at the restaurant, then went for a brief stroll down by the docks." And sidebar, that's D-O-C-S.
Like, the spelling and punctuation are as found on the interwebs, so it's a little rough in some places.
No. I figured it wasn't you. I'm just for the audience.
Thanks. I was further justifying that it wasn't me.
And back into the review. Quote, "As decades-long members at 2 Ontario yacht clubs and after visits to dozens of marinas / clubs, we've experienced such a rude and arrogant group of boat owners. Not only did they tell us to leave impolitely, they actually shooed us away with hand gestures. Unbelievable. They suggested we were illiterate, that we couldn't read the sign stating it was private property. Wow. On our way back to the parking lot, we spotted the tiny sign to which they referred under a tree, plus or minus 20 feet from the sidewalk leading to the docks. We'll never be back. By land or sea. Sad face." End quote.
And it's the typed out sad face, like the colon dash left parentheses. Oh, no.
That's interesting.
It's not. It
is a very interesting place to put a sign. It's literally like a ways. It's a tiny little sign, a ways off, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Tough times.
I think he has a point with like, yeah, it's not really visible directly. It's not invisible. just like the whole shooed us away. Unbelievable. It's funny.
Yeah, all those interjections, those were, or those one-word statements, that was not my commentary. That was still the review.
Still Adams. And this is probably the most literate you're going to get, so it's all downhill from here.
Delightful. Well, the next review is from Tony the, T-H-A, Tiger. Apparently, they visited and left a 3-star review saying, quote, "windy," end quote. Which is quite profound.
Was the 3-star because he was glad it's windy, or was it docked to 3 stars because it was windy?
I don't know.
Okay.
underthewavespodcast@gmail.com. Would you guys take away stars because it's not windy enough, or would you take away stars because it is windy?
Or would you add stars? Oh, okay. Got it. I should let you finish.
And to add to that,
finish.
Jozko, J-O-Z-K-O, Pittner, left a 2-star rating, and the message, quote, good, end quote. Apparently not good enough. Just two stars. For good.
How good could it be?
Good would be at least 3 for in my opinion, like, or 4. Like, great is like, 5. Good
yeah,
is
yeah.
4.
Maybe good is, fair 3, is 3 and very good is, oh, I was going to say very good is 4. Fair would be like 2. I have a very positive heavy scale, I'm realizing. It's all positive except for 1. Yeah, 2 is probably a decent good. We'll go with that.
Probably. Well, luckily for us, Matt Gerhard went into more detail in his 3-star review from 7 years ago. He wrote, quote, from a public access point of view, this is a great place. Parking was free to the public when I was there, and there was good views of the lake and boats on the Bayfield River. I launched my boat there, which was also free. However, you do get what you pay for. The dock at the boat launch was in bad shape. Most of the boards were gone. It was just some rusted steel. The ramp is sand, which is not that much better than launching at a hard-packed beach. I got stuck as a result with a front-wheel drive tow vehicle. I had some friends nearby, which meant I could get assistance, but all and I would say it's not an ideal spot to launch a boat. I did not visit the restaurant, although it looks nice. Washrooms are not open to the public. You need an access code for entry, end quote. I mean, 3 stars, I feel like that's acceptable for his experience. It sounds like he sort of came unprepared and was the recipient of his own actions. So I don't think you can fault them for that. Hey, you should come back around to unmute yourself whenever you get the chance.
Oh my gosh. I love how I was having a whole conversation with myself over here. no, I was, I don't, I guess you didn't hear anything of what I said. I thought it was very, I don't know, inclusive of him to include things that he didn't even partake in, like the restaurant. He's like, well, it looks nice, star. Washrooms, looks nice, star.
He rated the whole thing beyond his experience. Like, he gave a full, broad picture. I do appreciate that. He was still, like, it. I would give this probably, like, the fair rating based on what I was saying earlier. It is unfortunate that he got 2. Stuck. It's good. I mean, that is good information about the boat launch being sand. Unless he didn't see it and he just drove down the beach, but I don't know.
Well, to be fair, the website did not mention a boat launch. So
maybe they don't have a boat launch and there's just a beach.
He's like, you know, this is awful lot like a hard packed beach. And they're like, you know what? That's exactly what it is, Matt.
Except it's not. It's sandy.
You found our beach.
It's like a hard packed beach, but more so just beach.
Oh, man. I think you're right. I think Matt was the consequence of his own actions.
But it was a full review of a lot of things. I think that was still a quality review.
Yeah, it was very descriptive. He's definitely a storyteller to some sort.
He made memories. At the end of the day, that's all.
And he either they say he had friends or made friends. Where was it?
He had friends, I think.
Okay. Well, maybe they became
And he blazed
friends.
A new trail, possibly. You never know. Maybe now there's a boat, boat launch there.
Maybe they're like, you know, that's a good idea. We should put one of those in.
The next stop we have is on the Michigan side of the lake, still Lake Huron. This is Caseville Harbor in Caseville, Michigan. This DNR-run boat launch and marina offers showers, restrooms, fuel, pump-out stations, 24-hour security, Wi-Fi, and even laundry services.
What more do you need?
Roy Bates is going to start us off strong with his 2-star review. Quote, I gotta tell you, I witnessed a clear example of alcohol-induced rage at a yacht club that you would think members a more professional group of people. Not so. Coming into the marina first time ever, and yes, I may have been going faster than I should in my boat. And boy, was I reminded quickly by a group of 20 or more older men and women screaming in rage to, all caps, slow down, like 4 exclamation points.
That's like a foghorn.
Back to lowercase. I really wanted to like yell it, but back to lowercase, resuming. I did immediately. I felt like this good old boys club lives for that moment to scream slow down out rather than being professional, polite role models to the visitors and the community. Nice job, fellas. Hand clap emoji. I may bring my family and money back here someday, but not anytime soon. Oh, and by the way, the word please works wonders. End quote. It sounds like Roy Bates is reaping the rewards of his own actions once again.
Yeah, you should be friends with Matt. If you look at the overhead picture of this, you have a little like channel you have to go through to get to said harbor. And if you're flying down that little channel, I think it's anyone's right to yell at you to slow down. No wake buoys out.
There's a lot of boats. There's a lot of everything. And you are responsible for your wake. That being said, how many people actually go back and possibly pay for any boats that they've damaged by having, you know, them going flying by, their wake moves the boat all around, jostles it, and, you know, the boat gets damaged, knocking against the dock or whatever. Yeah, you're responsible for your own, like, for your own wake. But, I mean, does that mean that this guy's going to stop or whatever? I mean, yeah, I do not blame people for, you can be like courteous and whatnot, but like yelling, I think that's understandable. If you're
plus underway,
there's
hurt.
A motor, there's an engine. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway,
that and
I feel like it's like, justified for the people yelling.
Yeah. Would I be annoyed if someone yelled at me? Absolutely. But
I'm more embarrassed. In this case, I think it was earned. Like, yeah.
I would feel very embarrassed. I don't think I would take to Google Maps and be like, this is my experience. Screw them. But also, he made it sound like this isn't his first time driving a boat into a harbor, meaning he would know that harbors, you go slower. So it's just him being dumb.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it was justified.
I don't think it's necessarily alcohol-induced rage.
It might have helped people yell out, because also I wouldn't have yelled out on my own. I would just be like, oh my gosh, you're so annoying.
If your $30,000 boat was tied up to the dock about to get rocked, like not just like, but like, I mean, I'm imagining this guy's going through putting a pretty good wake out there. Like, yeah. I would be pretty protective of trying not to have my stuff get damaged. Personally.
Yeah, and for people who don't know, if you're in a boat, you go either like real slow where you have no wake or very minimal, or if you go a little faster than that where you still think you're going slow, you're pushing a big wake out. And then if you go faster, it kind of dies that wake down again. But if he's like somewhere in that middle, you're pushing out a couple foot high waves, depending on the size of the boat, that could cause a lot of damage. So maybe he thought he was going slow and wasn't looking at his wake. I don't know. But yeah, I think you're right. I think it's kind of justified. And I think he's just trying to blame everybody else but himself.
Indeed. Well, on a totally different vibe, Linda B. left her 3-star review with, quote, went to the Cheeseburger Festival. I mean, fire me up.
That's I kind of want to go.
That sounds really good. Yeah. Resuming. Everything was way overpriced. A hamburger for $5 plain, and the price went up at different places. Way too crowded, even on the last Sunday, thinking it would be slowed down, but nope. Good concept, though it's been going on for a very long time. End quote. Way to leave a positive little note at the end.
This You're review doing great, was sweetie.
6 years ago, but is $5 for a lakeside burger really that much? I feel like a burger at McDonald's is more than $5 these days.
Maybe.
And also, okay, I just love, you're going to pay more when you go to a festival, especially if it's hamburger, cheeseburger festival. Everyone,
you're not getting the pizza slice. You're getting what the festival's about.
Yeah, and like, it's not gonna, if I go to a festival or if I go to like a farmer's market or whatever, like, I expect I'm gonna be paying more than I would down at the old fast food eatery dine and dash type place, you know? Like, it's more artisan or farmer's market. Ooh. Like that, like, you go somewhere and it's, you're supporting small business or whatever, like, it's great, but you're also paying for it because it's an inconvenience for whoever and whomever, and mm-hmm. you're literally putting food on their table. I don't know. I think it's just kind of, I love the fact of it's way too crowded. Like, I'm sorry, you went to a festival.
You went to a festival voluntarily. Especially in my, she's like, oh, we'll go the last weekend because it'll slow down. In my opinion, as like the last weekend is when everyone who thought they would have gone prior and they haven't mm-hmm. have going that weekend because it's the last weekend. Like, I feel like that's the most crazy weekend.
Yeah.
At least like, oh my gosh, I gotta go.
Yeah, a 3-star review. I mean, that's still, again, in my viewpoint, fair.
It's fair.
But that's just, it sounds like just the folly of your own foolishness. And I don't know. You got to go in with an open mind. I agree. You go to these events and it's going to be expensive, but you just got, like, it's not, I don't know. It just sort of is what it is.
You're going for the novelty of it.
Uh huh. And the experience. You're paying for that novelty. And the prestigious food of the festival.
And I know this would have been 2019, but I feel like $5 for a burger was still, that was cheap. That's back really then cheap. Too. Like, I don't think it's jumped.
She did say plain, but like, does that just mean?
Well,
it's
yeah,
like
but I assume
buns,
it's not with cheese
in a patty.
Maybe
like dry, like no sauce.
This is sounding worse and worse. She's like, it was horrible.
Maybe
I was like,
it was
because you ordered nothing on it.
It might be justified. Well, apparently Dan Carpenter was also there for that cheeseburger festival. We know this how? Because he left a 3-star review that said, quote, was there for the cheeseburger fest. End quote.
Thank you, Dan. Checking I feel in. Like Dan is in the room with us.
Is
Dan marked safe from the cheeseburger fest?
Marked safe at the cheeseburger fest. If you guys have been to this cheeseburger festival, where was this again?
This was in Caseville, Michigan. There was another one I found, though. It was in Canada, but on Lake Erie. Oh, apparently this is a thing. I want to go to a cheeseburger fest, and maybe it's just because I'm hungry right now, but like, man, I don't see any downsides to it.
Well, let us know. I mean,
cheeseburger.
Watch for crowds. Watch for expensive burgers. But let us
$5,
know if you've, if you've been to this cheeseburger festival. What's the going rate for a plain cheeseburger these days? Under the Ways Podcast at gmail.com. We'd love to know. Have you been to this festival? And what is the going price? And how
is it
busy
worth
and
three stars?
Is it? Is it worth four?
Oh,
were
maybe,
you marked safe
maybe
at the
five.
Cheeseburger Festival? Steve Baird was generous with his 4-star critique when he said, quote, the Caseville Harbor, unfortunately, I don't have a boat here. 1-tear sad face emoji. End quote. But he did upload a cool watermarked photo of the harbor, which is nice.
He's probably like, you know, it'd be cool if I had a boat here.
I'd give it 5 stars if I had a boat here.
But because I don't, it's only 4.
There was like some extra spaces and a whole bunch of periods and stuff.
Oh, he wanted the dramatic.
It's a cool photo, despite the, you know, it's watermarked. So, I mean, that's, mm-hmm. I'm glad he's protecting his stuff, but
he's protecting
I guess get
his
a boat and come
feelings.
Back put an extra star. I don't know.
Also, how is that the place's fault that you don't have a boat? Why would you go to a harbor if you don't have a boat? Well, besides, like, I guess people look around and stuff, but I don't know. Why would you review a harbor next time?
We just walk through a harbor next time. Why are you even here?
You're right. We do that a lot. Never mind. Well, how about why would you leave a review on a harbor if you don't have a boat? Is that better? Does that make more sense? Does that tickle your fancy?
If you're reviewing the harbor for the
That's
the
like you're reviewing a steakhouse yeah. when you're going to a taco place next. Like
I feel like you could be like, I don't know. I agree. I think it's just silly. You're judging something you can't even
silly goose.
And lastly, David Stevens seemed quite concerned in his 4-star review. Quote, "The water has gotten very high." ... End quote. And we hope that David made it out in one piece. Walking.
I don't.
Someone should pull the drain plug pretty soon. It's going to overflow the bathtub.
He's like walking into the water and he's like, it's getting higher. Turn around, David.
David, come to shore. David, oh. Ew! David, no!
Ew, David! Turn around!
Anyway, hopefully David is doing well on dry land.
And, I should have checked out that his last post! Oh no! That's what the dot is! He didn't get to finish his
David's
thoughts!
Walking across the bottom of Lake Huron. The water's really high now!
As we speak! Oh my gosh.
And the final place that we'll look at for Lake Huron is Lexington State Harbor. This state-run harbor offers fuel, showers, a bathroom, boat launch, fish cleaning station, and not 107, but 108 dock slips.
Looking down at this picture, it does not look like 108.
It really doesn't. Maybe if you park at 3 wide or something, I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe they really Tetris them in there. I was going to say Jenga, but that's not it.
Jeff Gritzinger left a 1-star review saying, quote, "It's 11 p.m. space period. People are blaring their, T-H-E-R-E, music, partying till all hours," spelled H-R-S, space period. Lowercase there is no, K-N-O-W, one, enforcing, capital E, the quiet hour, end quote.
Also, it is impressive. Parting, not partying that he said.
Oh, sorry, parting. I didn't even see that.
Their music, parting. And also, how ominous is the quiet hour? Just 1 hour to be quiet. Isn't that a movie?
Your Quiet Hour. I think it was a radio show.
Quiet Place. That's what I'm thinking of. Never mind. Not this, apparently, according to Jeff.
No. No, it wasn't. Tough times. Jerry Campbell also left a 1-star saying, quote, "No place to tie off for lunch, so I beached it." End quote.
There are other choices.
Hit the beach. There's options.
You could have done literally anything else. You could have gone somewhere else.
You could have anchored. Yeah,
and swam.
You could have waited. You could have gone to a different harbor.
Yeah,
and then walked. Taxi?
Oh, but he's like, it's a 1-star because I had to beach it.
It was a choice. Mm-hmm. Bold moves. I think that's kind of, I don't know. I agree. If there's like a restaurant or establishment nearby or like part of it, you know, it sort of makes sense to have like a visitation dock or whatever. Maybe there was and he couldn't find it amongst mm-hmm. the 108 other slips, but I don't know. I can understand the frustration of not having a place to tie off, but also it sounds like you just did a thing, and that's kind of
sounds
on
like
you.
He made
I don't
a
know.
poor choice. And I wonder hopefully, how expensive it was to get his boat back off.
Yeah, hopefully whatever he was headed to was decent and worthwhile, and hopefully it was a sandy
cheeseburger
beach
fest.
Just like rocks. It was different.
It looks like unless he hit the break wall, it looks like this pretty good sand. Are you clipping your nails, sir?
I'm not. I'm cutting skin off of my fingers.
Oh, lovely. Don't rip the tag on your skin suit. That's not good.
Can't return it.
No, you can't.
And it's funny because there are a few one-star reviews that have no message along with them, just the single star. Most are ignored, but apparently Eric Stadler caught the eye of whoever is in charge of this page with his message list one-star review because the response from the owner that he got was, quote, "Eric, is there something we did wrong? Let us know so we can improve," end quote.
Yeah.
Nice.
Watch it have been Eric running the page. He's like, I'm going to leave a one star and then respond back to myself. But I love how his was the one who got picked up like, did we do something wrong? Can you let us know? Talk to us. Eric, please come in, Eric.
Still looking for the guy walking across the bottom of the lake. I don't know.
Eric followed him. Ew, David.
David. Yeah, that's right. Eric and David probably going out for lunch or something. Quite a handful of people also left reviews for the nearby beach. Gopala Mola Kaluri, I think is how it's said, was one of these people. They left a 2-star review that said, quote, "Parking is tight and the beach is very small and crowded. Didn't feel comfortable due to lack of distancing," end quote. To which the owner of the page responded with, quote, "Thanks for the review. We do not control the parking or the beach. You have left a review for the State Boat Harbor," end quote. Whoopsie doopsie.
We have nothing to do with anything you said, but I guess thank you.
Yeah, have
a nice
day.
I wish it was higher in stars.
Candace Johnson. Yes, Candace Johnson surprisingly left a 2-star review when she wrote, quote, "Bathrooms were," all caps, "locked, no porta pot." Back to lowercase. What sense does that make? ! End quote.
So dramatic. Easy, Candace. Also, who calls it a porta pot? It's weird. What sense is this?
not. That's just. I really like that review.
Maybe
I think that's a really.
That's
a review.
She was having
of
a rough time, but she had enough time to write this instead of like going to the nearest, I don't know, open bathroom.
She was probably in the nearest like bush or something.
She's like, quick! I gotta tell people. They can't
gotta
fall into the same trap I did.
Susie follows me here. I gotta let her know.
Before David
and then
shows
Douglas,
up after his hike.
He might. Douglas McLaren Sr. also left a 2-star review calmly stating, quote, "could be better," end quote.
Iconic.
I feel like that's just kind of the general status.
I feel
like
every place probably could be better. He's not wrong. Yeah. I think it could deserve like a 3-star for like you're working on it. But
yeah, that's hilarious.
No sense of direction. Just you could be better.
That's a very honest review.
That's going in all my Christmas cards this year. Merry Christmas. You could be better. Happy
or
New
just,
Year.
I think like a response to anyone's question of,
oh,
how
going?
Are you doing this year?
Could be better.
Could be better.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to remember that one.
All right, is this you or me?
I can do this if you'd like. We are moving on to Lake Ontario. Let's start out with Collins Bay Marina, found in Kingston, Ontario. This family-owned and operated marina offers 300 boat slips, a conversation conservation area, not a conversation area. It's not a living room. A conservation area, a yacht club, sailing school, and various other services. Charles Poupart left a one-star review saying, quote, planes, trains, and locomotives are less noisy between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. The night is short and the days, end quote. Charles, are you okay? Charles, what happened?
Charles, come back.
No, David. Charles, come back. David, turn around. Oh no!
That sounds like what is it? What are those?
He like, didn't even poems? End on a dot 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 like David did.
What are those poems like? Anyway, it's like a poem. There's a name nice for what I'm thinking.
Oh, what's like three lines, four lines? It's like I don't know. I think I know what you mean, exactly. But I don't know the word.
Exactly, a haiku.
There we go. Yeah, probably
it's almost
is.
Like what it seems like.
The night is short and the days. Oh man, Minu Kinasari also left a one-star review and said, "Right now, flooded. It is hard to get in and out from Duck. The level of water goes up and down." End quote. I think she
help! I can't
duck.
Depart my duck.
We can't all travel by duck. Also, wouldn't it be easier to get off the duck if it was flooded? Just bring you up to dock level.
I feel like the duck, the could duck just up get to dock the level.
I feel like if could you're on a just if it's, if it's flooded, being on a duck is your best bet.
Just don't be like water. Stay on the duck track.
Oh, man. Another review was left by someone in Arabic. We can't read the name because of that, but they left a 3-star review, not because it's Arabic, but because we don't read Arabic. They left a 3-star review that read, quote, a natural tourist spot with a children's park, end quote. Tourists in a natural habitat? I don't know.
That's
where do you find
like
tourists?
Toss them some
the natural tourist spot. Don't spook them. One more Arabic review from someone. This time it was 4 stars. It was translated to, quote, a center for meeting friends or psychological comfort, end quote. Any one of those. I want a center for psychological comfort. Maybe that's called a therapist.
It might be. That's hilarious. That's
and you could meet a friend there. I hope that's what he meant. The next place says it's a marina, but all the reviews are to a restaurant, so bear with us here. It does get a bit dramatic, which we'll get into. This is the Bayfront Marina located in Wolcott, New York on Lake Ontario, but it's probably the Bayfront Marina Bar and Grill that all these reviews are going towards. Chandra with a CH.
I think it's Chandra or Chandra.
Chandra Thiki in a 2-star review had a lot to say about the restaurant here. She said, quote, we live down the road from this restaurant and decided to see how they are. Neither their website or Google have hours of operation. We arrived and there are 7 tables with patrons and 4 or 5 wait staff. 45 minutes after we arrived, 2 of those tables finally received their food. 1 received their drinks, but the waiter left the drinks without saying a word about, are you ready to order or I will be right back to take your order. The waitstaff could not figure out why the couple got up and left. They asked all the patrons if they knew why the couple left. After an hour or more, I received a meal, not my order, and my husband received nothing. They took the meal away, and a while later, I received my meal and my husband nothing. Oh, and the menu says they have zucchini noodles for vegetarians? 3 question marks. Unless they are replacing the meat with zucchini noodles and giving you pasta and zucchini noodles, that does not make sense. I think they mean as a gluten-free option. If you ask, you will be told the owner has a computer tech background and not a chef background. The prices are high for the area and for what you receive. Entrees do not include salad or bread. You will not receive a glass of water, but they do want to charge prices of an upscale establishment. The menu is a very abstract collection of weird entrees that won't keep you coming back. My entree was a chicken potato mushroom meal that had a trace of mushrooms and less than a breast of chicken that had been boiled and was tough. If you like to pay high prices because it makes you feel fancy or you're paying for the Bayside view, this is your place, but I don't see it lasting. End quote.
I didn't know she we could put say. A dissertation on like a Google
I'm
review.
Glad to see there's no end cap, no character count.
That's interesting. That sounds like a terrible experience. And
she's very specific and had no direction. Also, to be mad that the vegetarian option, which she is not ordering, has nothing to do with her, is offering zucchini noodles.
With I their feel noodles. Like it's for vegetarians. We have zucchini noodles with red, like with a red meat sauce.
Oh,
I feel
man.
Like it just adds insult to injury for that. I think that's just kind of yeah. like a. While I was there, I noticed this, and I thought.
Well,
I
she noticed a lot of things. Also, she was very much like, oh, we walked in, and this many tables were seated, this many people were working, and this much time passed by, and I don't know.
It sounded like she had an hour to look around and see, though.
She had a long time to wait for her food, and her husband, I don't think he ever got anything when he was there.
He's still
but
waiting.
The check. Legend says he's still at the table. Oh, man. So over the past 9 years, there's a lot of drama that's kind of happened for this restaurant. However, the last 3 years, we get this wild card. ZRX Cat 4-Stroke left a 2-star review that reads, quote, "Have not been here in many years. I don't know what cloud the people here are leaving strong reviews, 2 question marks. Service good, thumbs up emoji. Food selection poor. Price is a bit high for what you get. The baked mac and cheese was in yellow water basically, but did taste fine and there was 10 pieces of macaroni in the dish, no joke. The burger was fair, bit the baker." I feel like I'm doing a tongue twister. Oh my gosh.
The burger was fair, so I bit the baker.
Like the brown bug bit the big black bear, like the, you know, that one.
Baby buggy, baby.
Oh, something.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Yeah.
Bumpers.
I was like, I know one word. I'm crying. Yeah, I'm glad we're doing this. This is a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
Bumpers.
Okay, got it. I thought it was fun. I forgot my accent. I don't know. The burger was fair, bit the bacon was like rubber. I know of much better places on the water than this one. It seems like a local hangout, and that's fine, but it needs a lot for me to give it more than 2 stars. End quote. And to this cacophony of words, the manager, Matt, replied.
Oh, no.
He said, quote, "Sorry you feel this way. Unfortunately, due to the untimely
Zach, you got a left field. Let me read this. The manager, Matt, replied, quote, "Sorry you feel this way. Unfortunately, due to the untimely death of our cook, who was involved in an accident, we were forced to cut back our menu. I can assure you that the selection is quite comparable with other restaurants in the area. I don't recall..." This is long, I'm sorry. I should let you read it. "I don't recall you mentioning anything to the server or myself, Matt, manager. Had you mentioned it at the time of your visit, I would have certainly addressed it immediately. Rather than leaving a poor review on a public forum, perhaps allowing us the opportunity to correct any issues at the time would have been better? Question mark. Unfortunately, I'm not sure you realized we would have done that. Hopefully on your next visit, you'll consider a better review and compare a restaurant similar to ours in the same area." End quote. Poor Matt. My word. I was not expecting the beginning of that reply.
I thought, oh, he's going to respond back and just be like, oh, sorry. Like, why don't you try something other than the mac and cheese? Or I don't know. No, yeah. No.
We're understaffed
because of an accident.
Yeah, our cook accidentally was unalived by an accident.
Yeah, say accident one more time.
I would probably just go there and be like, here, can I donate flowers or something?
Can I bring you a casserole? What's the most Midwest thing we can do? Can I bring you a Jell-O salad?
That is
so unexpected. Whiplash. Thanks for reading that. I was not laughing at the cook. I was laughing at the whiplash from it all.
We all thought you were laughing at the passed away cook.
I'm heartless. No. Thank you. And lastly, Deborah Frontera left a 3-star review saying, quote, well, our reservation was for 7. It is now 8, and we don't even have our soup and salad yet. Came for Friday night fish fry, and it was all gone. That being said, the food was outstanding, end quote. And again, someone on staff replied, quote, sorry for the delay in getting a response to you, Deborah. On Friday nights, it is difficult to keep up with the high demand of customers coming to the restaurant, even though all of our staff was working. We are still short-staffed in both servers and the kitchen since the untimely and unfortunate death of Amber, our cook. We are a member down in the kitchen and are still struggling to meet the demands of the public, with serving staff being extremely difficult to hire. We are doing our best to meet the demand, however, we are also asking for patience. Fish Friday, we went through cases of fish. We recommend coming a bit earlier for the fish because, as mentioned, Friday is our busiest night and people come pretty much all at the same time. Between 4 and 7 is when most of our fish sells out. Even though we tend to order more each week, we are still selling out. Believe it or not, selling out is a good thing. Why? Because we offer fresh fish, as in, it was just caught 2 days prior. No one wants week-old fish, and I'm sure you could agree with that. So we order a supply to what we believe to be the closest to the demand. Hope to see you soon, end quote.
Go ahead.
Carry on, sorry. No, I was going to say they're definitely using that whole cook story a lot, too.
Hopefully this is very, very close to the other time, and this is not like they had another accident.
I think it's the same. It was within the same year, at least. So okay. It was like 3 years ago. So I think
as long as it's the same thing. It's not like cooks go there to meet their fate or something. But that is unfortunate.
It's like the Black Widow of cooks. That's so sad, too, Deborah seems a little, if you're going towards the end of something that you know is going to run out, expect it to run out. Like, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also super busy, and whoever responded was like, oh, we're trying, here's how we're trying. But can you imagine if she came off more Karen-ish? And then gets a review of like, I'm so sorry, we're trying our best. We're short staffed because someone passed away.
Mm-hmm.
That might just transform them, hopefully, from being a Karen. Or they're too far gone.
Yeah. It could go either way.
That'll teach me never to leave a negative review. I would hate that.
What's the condition of the kitchen staff right now before I go on with this review?
Has anyone passed away within the past couple of years? No? Okay, good. Let's go.
Here's my true thoughts.
Your turn, unless you want me to do Michigan.
No, I can do it. All right, making our way over to Lake Michigan. First up for the Lake of Michigan, we have the Marina Shores at Dune Harbor, located in Portage, Indiana. Not too far out of Chicago, this place comes with a marina with 267 boat slips and 57 jet ski slips, condos, and other properties for purchase, dining at the Yacht Club, which can be DoorDashed, and is available for rent for private events.
It's so funny, just like fancy schmancy place, and like, you can DoorDash.
feel free.
Like, cool. Keep it. Keep it to the. Okay. Give it to the people.
Come right in, but not really. Let's just bring this to you. Well, let's dive into a long one. Pethenia Oglesby left a 1-star review in her long post, which is a bit more on the serious side and alludes to racism. She said, quote, "Buying a slip at this marina was one of the worst experiences of my life. This is a beautiful," all caps, "place, and I could see me and my adult children and grandchildren enjoying ourselves in this marina. My husband purchased his first boat for his 50th birthday, and we chose the Portage Marina." Is this for us or is this hers?
This is mine. Researcher's note. I know we're talking about the Marina Shores, and she said Portage Marina a couple times. It looks to be the same area of water. So I think it's just like a different part of it. I don't know for sure, but it was under the review was under for this thing, and it's like the same area. So in case someone questions it.
Okay. So we paid our $2,300 and dropped our boat in the water. We quickly realized that the atmosphere wasn't welcoming. However, by the second week in Portage, one of our fellow boaters walked over to my husband and said, "What are you drinking on?" My husband said, 1738, dot, 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 dot. The boater said, "Is that Remy Martin?" He went on to say, "I used to drive a delivery truck to the hood and deliver that beep. Why is it that," caps, "you people," lowercase, "love it so much?" He said, "I would pull up in a truck and you people would run to the liquor store and buy the beep up with your welfare checks. Can you tell me why that is?" At this point, we had only been at the Portage Marina for 2 weeks and the weather was still a bit chilly, but we knew we were in the, caps, "wrong place." Still full caps. "People of color are not welcome here, sad but true, in 2019, the year of Trump." Lowercase, end quote. And that's a lot to unpack.
That is a lot to unpack, because when I first was hearing this and read it, I thought it was a hoity-toity white person. And then come to find out it's not. It's not that it has to like denote a color, but I just assumed stuff that I probably shouldn't have assumed. I don't know. But to have it turn racial that quickly is very disturbing, and I hate that they had that experience. And I hate that those experiences are still out there.
Very unfortunate.
And also, what's with the "you people"? Jeez. That's like the worst part.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I hope they found the marina experience they were looking for elsewhere.
Yeah. Eddie Mendez gave the place a 1-star and said, quote, "Good marina / lousy restaurant. Need a good seafood restaurant here. Or a good food restaurant," end quote. All right, Eddie, we like it. Straight to the chase. Appreciate it. At minimum, like, low bar. We just need food.
We just need edible food. Forget good seafood. Food. Let's just make it super easy. He wants those $5 hamburgers.
Yeah, swinging for the fences here. Kevin Woods 1-starred the place, claiming, quote, "Never been there," end quote.
Thanks, Kevin. How do you know really you wouldn't like it?
Yeah, giving it a lot to look forward to there. Orlando Craig tried bringing it back by saying, quote, "I thought this was awesome," end quote. But he mildly failed by only leaving 3 stars.
Can you imagine what he would have felt if it was a 5-star experience?
Yeah, I was wondering what sort of verbiage he'd be using if it was 5 stars. I don't think
we can handle it. Out of this world, dude.
Totally radical. And Shannon Mathis is just in for the vibes with her 4-star that read, quote, "Beautiful boats," end quote.
Yeah, you admire those boats, Shannon.
Succinct.
She's like, "I'm looking for boats, and I found some, and they were beautiful."
They were nice. They were some nice boats. Moving on to our next contender, we have the Harbor Island Boat Launch in Grand Haven, Michigan. Their website is no longer active, but from what we could tell, this is just a launch where you pay anywhere from $10 to $15 to launch and park for the day. It seems like a no-frills, no-nonsense launch situation. Up first, we have Charlie Romeo. Some would say Romeo.
Starting us off strong. Wouldn't be you.
No, starting us off with a strong 2-star review coming up saying, quote, good place to go if you want you trailer tires blown out, space exclamation point, end quote. Tough nuggets there, Charlie. Romeo?
Oops.
Don't get your tires blowed out. That's a bad
also,
time.
Also, all
That's
of them at
day.
Once? That sucks.
Bada bing, bada boom. Caleb Hart continued on with his 3-star. Quote, too expensive. Might need to sell a kidney and take a second house mortgage to pay $15 to launch a boat here. End quote. Caleb, your kidney is worth more than $15. I hope you know.
Don't sell yourself 25. Short.
No, you could probably launch it twice for a kidney.
Minimum. Oh, man. He's like, how I'm going to have to take out a second mortgage.
How much was your first mortgage? How much did you buy your home for? If your
How much
second
do you think
mortgage...
a loaf of bread is worth? Let's oh, start with that. Goodness. Let's work our way up. I feel like he's lived a very sheltered life and not in a good way.
And Brian Copulos gave his own 3-star and 2 cents review, writing, quote, the machine to get you day pass is stupid, LOL, exclamation point. You have to pick a parking space, yet there are no numbers on the spaces. Also, thankfully, I had 5 different credit cards on me. I swiped the first 4 Amex, which states it is not allowed. No problem. Discover said it's not accepted. Visa card said not accepted. Other Visa card said not accepted. Then my final Visa card worked. LOL, exclamation point. No, it was not a credit issue. Ended up picking spot 1. Just because the other 2 vehicles by me picked it as well. End quote. LOL, indeed, Brian.
What a humble brag. I'm glad I had all 5 of my cards on me, and it wasn't a credit issue.
It wasn't a credit issue, by the way.
I don't know. I feel like by your 3rd Visa, you would realize it's probably you. It's not the type of card anymore.
I will say, I was just at the grocery store the other day, and I tried to use a card. It didn't work. I tried a different card. It didn't work. And then I tried a 3rd card, and it did work. And I, too, know it was not a credit or a debit issue.
It is quite a humbling and embarrassing and mortifying experience. I have
oh my word. I was buying
been
ramen,
there,
too.
Done that.
I'm just like, I promise I can buy this ramen.
I can afford this 25-cent pack of ramen, sir, please.
Please let me go.
Oh, man, that's so bad.
It's very
humbling. I've had to, what was it? Do you have Winco there? Yeah, you have Winco.
Yeah, that's where I was actually at.
Oh, the first time I went solo without Chris, because usually it was Chris who was paying and he has a debit, and I forgot they don't do credit cards. So I was using my debit card, but I didn't set up my PIN and I panicked and they're like, what's your PIN? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, well, we can't run it as a credit. So I panicked. And I was like, I got to go. And I left and I got in the car and I'm like, well, to be fair, they were like, oh, we'll just take your card and put it back. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I got in the car, figured out, oh, I have a PIN, and I figured out how to set it up and then went back inside. I was like, I'm so sorry. And I hadn't put my stuff back yet. So then I got back in line and paid for it. And it was so embarrassing. And,
so Winco doesn't take credit cards?
No, they only do debit and cash and EBT.
Okay, well that's why mine didn't work.
That's why you goofed yesterday.
That's why.
Yeah, they don't take credit cards.
My debit was the one that worked.
There's signs at the checkout too.
Yeah, it said cash only. No cash.
It said cash only. I don't know why my cards didn't work. 73
signs of no cash.
Our parents would be so proud that we're both just dumb.
Can't even buy a box of ramen noodles because I can't figure out what piece of plastic to pay with. What a time to be alive. Lastly, we have to include a few reviews from the Bay Harbor Lake Marine located in Bay Harbor, Michigan. This upscale marina boasts 150 floating docks, including large vessel sizes, as well as various resorts, shops, and restaurants right on shore.
Hoity-toity.
Nevette Michael, starting us off strong with a 4-star review, because other than a few 1-stars that had no message or just said, quote, dirty bathrooms, end quote, it was hard to find a bad review. But Nevette wrote, ew, quote, an excellent spot for lunch. Good food and drink with amazing view. The staff certainly made the difference. Wonderful people. End quote.
It's the wonderful people. You service people are so wonderful. The service injury is such a blessing to me, personally.
Yeah, it's wondrous, really.
Those people.
Too soon. That's no.
That's not what I meant. Don't take it that way. Never mind. Back to being dumb. I'm going to mute myself.
Our researcher was confused by this one. Thomas Dogan left a 4-star review saying, quote, very nice harbor, but watch out for the crabby chihuahua know-it-all captain on the Heritage. He's all blow, no show. Looks cute in his little uniform, though. A lot of tarnish on his burger. Get polishing. End quote. I'm confused by
fever dream.
Majority of that.
I thought they were talking about like an actual dog. It's like, okay, cute. Maybe he's got a little captain suit on. What's the tarnish on his burger thing going on?
I'm going to let that lie where it is and not worry about it.
Not question it? Oh, well.
You, sir, have tarnish on your burger.
Get polishing.
And Butch Callahan said in his 4-star review, quote, serious money out here. Don't come if you're on a budget, end quote.
He sounds like a spy, just like, hey, there's serious money out here. Don't come here if you're on a budget. Like, learn from my mistakes.
Looking out for
you. Stay away. Save yourself.
Oh, it's drained.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
I feel that. Lake Erie. Let's go up there. First up in Lake Erie is the Safe Harbor Lakefront in Port Clinton, Ohio. This cute little marina features state-of-the-art floating docks and direct Lake Erie access. Duh, it's on the lake. There is a yacht club on site in a nearby neighborhood that doesn't appear to be included, which is important to note. Capital A, lowercase n, with a space in the middle, left a 1-star review which stated, quote, overpriced with zero customer appreciation. This is 100% corporate marina. Fuel is overpriced, even with exclusive black card. Haul out is way overpriced. A marina of no events and no customer appreciation. This was a great marina 15 years ago. It has officially died. End quote.
Well, if you're there, it's not dead.
It's not, because it's things not dead are yet. Happening. There's still a pulse. Is black card kind of like, you know, the whole like a special type of card for something?
Yeah, usually like it's if you have like a elite, prestigious, some sort of upper echelon type of card. They wouldn't take it at Winco, I'll tell you what.
They don't take that kind of stuff there. if you have one of those, I feel like you can afford fuel. But if you have a boat, you should be able to afford fuel.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, a very disgruntled Jamie Morris left a 1-star review saying, quote, too expensive. Condo president thinks he's all that. He needs to stick to being a GI doctor. Runs people off. Don't buy there. He and his wife sit and guard the pool like watchdogs. Too many people in your business. They let certain people get by with parking in your assigned parking spots as well. End quote. And here's where it gets better. The business wrote back to the customer again with, quote, "Hi, Jamie. It looks like your review might not be for Safe Harbor Lakefront, which is a marina with boat slips for rent," end quote. There was no further response, and a person didn't delete their comment from 6 years ago. So, didn't hit him where it hurts.
Womp womp. Good try.
But she tried with a whole stick to being a GI doctor. They're like, "Hey, Bill, did you take up a new job?"
Oh, man, I'm still just being a harbor master. That's it.
We have another little harbor called Wild Wings Marina, located in Oak Harbor, Ohio. This campground and marina has 157 floating docks, as well as 314 boat slips, which is kind of cool. It's like a campground and harbor combined, so you can just like camp out in your boat, which I mean, I guess is what normal harbors kind of are, but it's specifically designed for that.
That's pretty neat.
Delete that. Justin Jacobson, in his one-star review, wrote, quote, "Says dog-friendly, but after we inquired about a camp spot, they informed us they would not allow our German shepherds, so they will allow little yippy ankle biters, but not my well-behaved, quiet dogs that keep to themselves," end quote. And I agree with the little yippy ankle biters comment, but also, sir, you have two German shepherds. And the amount of times that I watch a pet and someone's like, "They're well behaved," and they're not, it scares me.
It's going off of the majority of breeds or the majority of dogs within certain breeds, which is frustrating, but you can't expect some, like, a campground or whatever, a hotel, I don't know, whatever the establishment is,
apartment complex,
like, have an interview with each animal that comes in for like a one night stay or whatever. You know, it's just, I don't know. I agree it's frustrating, but also you gotta understand.
Yeah, and I get it. And it's also like, to my experience too, besides being bitten by a German shepherd before, it is the small dogs that are the reactive ones, that are the ones that get away with stuff. Because, oh, they're so cute and little, and what are they going to do? And no one thinks to train them. And there you go. Now you have created a chaotic...
if you get bit by a little yippy, yip-yap, it's not going to, you know,
gonna
be a jugular
hurt your ankle
jaguar
versus
type
like...
thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. They can only reach so high.
Yeah.
Also near the marina is the Wild Wings Bar and Restaurant. Dave Sutherland gave his experience 2 stars and said, quote, "Restaurant needs some work. Overcooked burger one day, undercooked eggs the next. Order's not correct. Needs some work," end quote. Do you think it needs some work? What do you think it needs? Work? Like, is it work you think it needs?
It might need work.
But do you think it needs work?
Before it needs work, we must first work on our needs.
The need? Oh boy, I just shut my brain off for a second and restarted again. Next up we have the Lake Erie Metro Park Marina in Brownstown, Michigan. This 1,607 acres of public land includes 3 miles of shoreline, trails for hiking and biking, an 18-hole golf course, a wave pool, bird watching, an animal sanctuary, and in the winter, cross-country skiing, as well as a couple of marinas and bays. A lot of the lakefront is protected marshlands and not really a beach. Kiala Smith was disappointed by the presence of the wave pool as she wrote a 1-star review saying, quote, "They need an area to where people can swim besides the pool," end quote.
Isn't there a lake?
You can't. It's not beachfront. You can't access it. It's a swamp.
You just gotta get green.
Go to another part of the lake. Like, you can leave the park. Maybe Kiala is stuck in the park. Maybe she can't leave. And she's sick of this wave pool.
Every day.
Because it's the only place she can go.
Tough time.
Oh, speaking of, funny we say that, Brian Godfrey gave this place 2 stars in which he stated, quote, "Not the best place to go every single day," end quote. What an interesting way to tell people that you don't have any other hobbies, Brian.
Okay.
You again, like we told Keala, you can leave. I don't think it locks up fully.
Probably wouldn't lock you in.
Like Fort Knox, I think you can get out. Mrs. G. Warren gave the place a 3-star rating, saying, quote, "Nice environment. Unfortunately, the fish weren't biting," end quote.
I mean, if it was the movie Jaws, that would be a 5-star review.
What a different movie that would be.
Or like, not yeah, the we're movie, out here, like the fish just aren't
fighting. Fighting? Biting. Yeah. Neither.
It'd be a terrible movie, though.
Just people swimming with sharks. No, that's basically Free Willy. Just change the animal.
Okay.
There is a lag. This is fun. Steve De Gregorio raised the stakes to 4 stars when he wrote, quote, "Lots to do. Wave pool is good," end quote. And it was good, dot, dot. Not even a full ellipses. Not even a full 3 dots, Steve. Just 2 dots at the end of his phrase. So, good,
it's a ponder. Great. It's a ponder.
Wave pool is good. Maybe. And then there's Corey Kowalski, who left a 4-star review that came with a picture. He said, quote, "No fish cleaning station," end quote. Then he just posted a picture of apparently the fish he caught just lying in the grass, as if this was all the proof we needed to see that there's no fish cleaning station. It's just fish in the grass. That's a good band
Arguably,
name.
Arguably, if you pull the fish quick enough through the grass, the fish will be clean.
I think he means gutted, but yes.
If you pull the fish even faster through the grass, they will be furtherly cleaned.
That's some tough grass you're dealing with. And finally, we have Eric Geist, who left another 4-star saying, quote, "Lots of duck hunting this year," end quote. Spoiler alert, you're not allowed to hunt duck here. So,
not anymore. He shot the ball.
He is the reason you are no longer allowed to hunt ducks at a bird sanctuary.
There used to be a lot of ducks.
And then this no man more. Called Eric Geist showed up, whatever. G-E-I-S-T. Geist? Maybe.
Sure.
Our last place on Lake Erie is the North Erie Marina, located in Alamar, Ontario, Canada. Currently, this place is temporarily closed for the season, but when it's open, it boasts of trailer sites and boat docks, as well as launch ramps, a fuel station, live bait in the summer, and a rec hall with full kitchens, bathrooms, and showers. To start us off strong, Bear Holmes, who our researcher has a sneaking suspicion is the alter ego of Kevin Woods, who we mentioned for the Lake Michigan section, he said in his one-star review, quote, "Never been here," end quote. Thanks, Bear. Or should we say Kevin?
It's probably Kevin with an alias.
Or maybe it would be cooler if it's Kevin with an alias name of Bear than Bear with an alias of Kevin.
Keep reading.
Makes sense to me. Maureen O'Connell was generous with her 2 stars, though she wrote, quote, used to live this launch. Staff always so helpful. Today, one guy, dot, dot. No other boats launching. And he left us to our own debacle, end quote. what kind of debacle are we talking about, Maureen?
What was the debacle?
Can you not launch a boat? Is that the debacle?
We couldn't have help. That would be something. And yep. I mean, also, when you wake up in the morning and you just reminisce about those days past, I mean, did you used to live this launch? Did you live this launch? Live this launch.
Also, just so today is one sentence to her. Today. Yes. Period. Oh, man. And then there's Kevin Baker. What a vibe. He said about this place, quote, "Been seasonal residents for 16 year. Thumbs up emoji. Dot, dot, dot." End quote. And he gave it 3 stars. So Why do you keep coming back for 3-star mediocrity? Ken, do you know your worth? Like that dude who's trying to sell his kidney for $15? Why would you keep coming back if it's only a 3-star?
You don't want to be disappointed by the unknown. So he knows what to expect.
So he just enjoys mediocrity.
A lot of people do.
That,
familiarity.
If you guys aren't listening to this on some sort of gummy, you are missing out. Just kidding. I'm not doing that either. I'm working. I had tea.
All right, Lake Superior. First up, we have the McQuaid Small Craft Harbor, located in St. Louis County, Duluth, Minnesota. This little harbor has 4 launch ramps, 4 docks, paved parking, seasonal public restrooms, with portable ones available year-round. Hot dog. Salty kitten.
None of this no porta-pots thing.
Sorry. This one has them. Salty kitten 1408. Left a 1408. Oh, wait, no. Salty kitten 1408. Left a 3-star saying, quote, "It's clean, but not much to it." With 2 O's. End quote. No, Salty Josiah Scotterman said it best in his, what? I'm so confused.
You're responding back to Salty. Like, no, Salty, Josiah Scotterman said it best in his 3-star review. It's a boat launch. You want me to
finish
read this
it.
One? Finish it. I can't go as slow to say that. Finish it. No, Salty, Josiah Scotterman said it best in his 3-star review, quote, "It's a boat launch. Some rocks, that's about it," end quote. Not much to it.
It checks out.
It's a boat launch.
It's in the title. It's where you launch a boat.
Yep.
I mean,
you're not launching rockets.
What's her face would be pretty fired up about the porta pots and the bathrooms.
There are year-round porta pots that do not lock,
and
apparently.
Seasonal bathrooms.
Whoa. Is your bathroom in season?
Seasonally.
I need to go to bed.
Patrick Blunt also left a 3-star review saying, quote, "Very clean bathrooms, sanitized and ready for action." And whoa. Sorry, I was not expecting that word. Let me start over. Quote, "Very clean bath." You guys hear that seagull? Quote, "Very clean bathrooms, sanitized and ready for action. And nice, period, animal place, period, to walk," end quote. Sorry, that was a lot. Should we be worried about what kind of action Patrick is performing on those bathrooms? It was beautiful and sanitized and ready to go beforehand, so I wonder what the status is now. His lack of space
probably
in
not
between
that.
Periods and words seems to show that he was in a hurry for something. And speaking
I
of bathrooms,
I
really hope so too. Speaking of bathrooms, re-sanitized, re-clean it, please. Speaking of bathrooms, Marlene Platchek in her 3-star said, quote, "Potty stop for my dog," end quote. Now we wonder, is the 3-star from Marlene or from her dog? And whose rating was it? Who's rating it? And what would make it a 3-star from a dog? Would that really be?
Did he say, "Hey,
stars?
You're writing a review? Can you?" Oh no, it's a lot of stars for a little life.
I mean, is it like a dog years?
Isn't
so
it 7 years?
7. Yeah, 3 times 7
so.
Is 21.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty high rating for a dog.
That's why I said.
Watch him
stars.
Be like, "This is a pretty cool place," and his mom's like, "No, it's only 3 stars," and he's like, "Well, it's actually 21 That's what played out in my head. Please carry on.
And Oliver Nollet left quite the honest 3-star review 6 years ago, mentioning, quote, difficult parking, but I might just be dumb, end quote.
What a, I relate too hard to that.
That is so sad.
Also, I feel like boat launches have like some of the easiest parking because you have such huge spaces and like, I don't know. How can you miss?
Oh my! Well, I might just be dumb. That's how I could miss. Moving on to the Duluth Harbor Basin, which houses the port of Duluth Superior, and is said to be the biggest, baddest, and busiest port of the Great Lakes. Located on the western end of Lake Superior, this is North America's farthest inland freshwater port. According to MarineInsight.com, this harbor has a, quote, 9-mile natural breakwater that protects its 49 miles of harbor frontage. It also has 20 bulk cargo docks, an award-winning general cargo terminal, a fueling depot, a shipyard, several tug and barge services, and an intermodal cargo terminal, end quote, that provides shipping services directly from the Great Lakes St. Lawrence Seaway and the Class 1 railway services that lead to the east, west, and Gulf Coasts. What doesn't this place have? It was kind of a challenge to find reviews for the actual port itself, so our brave researcher chose a few places in and around this harbor. Regarding the basin, Holly Stabel left a 3-star that said, quote, just a big bay. Cool if you like cargo ships. End quote. Well, who doesn't like a nice cargo ship there, Holly? Sounds like a great day.
What were you expecting, Holly? It's like a highway for cargo ships.
Well, it's kind of like the exit, the last exit off the highway, really.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
It involves big ships. What did you expect?
It's pretty cool. Next off, the Duluth Seaway Port Authority, who is the entity in charge of the area. We have a 5-star review for them. 7 years ago, Caesar Lopez said, quote, when it's not cold, I don't mind this run, but 9 out of 10 times I'm freezing my patootete off, but in fewer letters. How do people live here? Nice folks, but man, is it cold, end quote. You're not wrong. It would be brisk up there, and it just kind of the way she goes there, bud. Don't really know it's what to run tell faster. You there.
You didn't like my asset comment?
It's good. That was good.
Okay.
9 times out of 10.
Batutete.
Batutete, yes. Quickly hopping over to the Superior Entry Observation Area, which is an area located in South Range, Wisconsin, at the entrance of the harbor, where one can go birdwatching, see birds and ships coming into and leaving the port, and catch a good sunrise. A contributor with only the name of LAOMD, who claims to also be a local guide, said, quote, who wants to watch water go down a hill? End quote.
Profound.
Pretty much every waterfall.
But there's
is
no
water going down a hill.
Waterfall there.
Well, it's the top of a very, very long waterfall, which is like it starts there and ends at the Pacific, the Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic.
Well, I mean, all roads lead to the Roman Pacific or something. I don't know. Not to fully discredit this individual, but also the area is pretty darn flat. So we're not sure which hill they were referring to exactly. And further research into this person shows that they like to hear themselves talk with really no intention other than potentially ruining a business with reviews of a Subway in North Dakota getting a 5-star review that just said, good food, loved the 6-feet subs. Or a Burger King in Duluth, Minnesota getting a 5-star that says, Burger King? And before you go looking into their profile, their pictures are highly questionable, as are a few of their other reviews, so we do not recommend. 0 out of 10. A 5-star review. Go ahead.
Sorry. Does Subway have 6-foot long subs?
I think if you
they get like, the
custom order one. Like not they're not just sitting there ready to go.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm pretty sure.
Like six. I know they have a foot long, and then they have obviously you can half that and whatever. But 6 feet long.
What's half of a foot long? What's that called?
Called a 6-inch.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that you can get like a foot long, or you can get something else.
I didn't want to draw attention to it, but okay, yeah, 6 inches. Size doesn't matter.
Too far.
Oh.
A 5-star review left by Gloria Christoph read, quote, "It was a nice little detour. Saw signs and decided to get off the highway. Glad we did. Saw a barge leaving the harbor and beach was sandy." All caps. Nice! Lowercase. "Just watch out for pickers in the sand. ... End quote. We're assuming she meant stickers, but just imagine tiny little hands reaching out from the sand to pick maybe all just your... pick. Just picking.
All your know. Toe fuzz. Your toe lint.
Pick, pick, coins.
Pick. I keys. Hate it. Watch out for them pickers in the sand.
Indeed. And a few people commented on the bird poop left behind by the multitudes of seagulls present. Megan Orimovich left a 2-star review saying, quote, "This place is not well maintained. It's covered in seagull droppings and feathers. The walking path is ugly. The natural beauty is the water, which I did enjoy, but it was hard to enjoy being surrounded by the grossness. Yuck, Wisconsin." End quote.
Aww. What did Wisconsin ever do to you? It's so sad.
Bird poop.
Poor Wisconsin. They couldn't help it.
That's unfortunate. And the Duluth Superior Harbor, by the way, is also home to the last dock the Edmund Fitzgerald ever visited before her ill-fated journey across Lake Superior. That's pretty cool.
Right?
I've never seen that photo before.
The left or the right or both? I guess both.
And I think we all know where this is going, but Kevin Nealman must have thought he was all that and a bag of chips when he wrote his 5-star review, quote, "With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early," end quote. Thank you, Kevin. Someone had to.
Did they? Did they really?
Someone inevitably was going to, so ergo someone had to.
Someone commented 29 bell emojis.
Wow.
But you couldn't read that one out as easily. Bell, 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 bell. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say, if you said it out loud, you'd sound like a ding-dong, but beat me to it. Much further into the harbor, off of St. Louis Bay, Hallett Dock Company is a loading facility that is in full operation. M. Fiok left a 5-star review, which read, quote, "This is not a tourist attraction. It is a working bulk loading facility with multiple railroad tracks. It is not a place to visit for fun," end quote. Depends on your type of fun.
What do you mean I showed up to someone's job? You're not just going to entertain me?
Let me go swimming. It was really hard to try and find a harbor marina launch ramp from the Canadian side that had bad reviews. Even if a place was temporarily closed due to renovations to the bathrooms, everyone was so understanding and nice about it. So thanks, Canada, to try to add something. We brought back Isle Royale National Park, as it's a place people frequently anchor their boats out of. Joshua Schmidt left one-star review saying, quote, "This place is a disgusting hellscape and I hate it. The only use of these trees and nasty overgrown underbrush is to be cut down and turned into lumber for building something useful," end quote. Some pretty strong feelings there, bud. Maybe we should unpack that and figure out what's really going on under this.
Darn, these trees are too living for me.
I really wish there were fewer trees. Imagine the parking lot we could put here.
Imagine the infrastructure we could build.
And those are some reviews and some funnies and some interesting commentaries from different places around the Great Lakes.
Do-do-do. Thank you.
Is this your turn?
Hope you guys enjoyed it. as much as we did. Last week's trivia, what country that isn't the U.S. or Canada traditionally used to and still somewhat does decorate small boats instead of Christmas trees? It's Greece. In the coastal regions of Greece, small boats are often decorated with lights around Christmas time. This practice is known as karavaki, which is Greek for little boat. Karavaki is a tradition that honors Greece's maritime heritage, where sailors would leave for sometimes months on end, and decorating the boats is a way of representing the safe homecoming of said sailors past and present. Another reason for the boats over trees is the fact that there are no grand trees in the area. Mainly, they are short, scrubby bushes and some wild-growing olive trees, not the classic evergreen or pine ones that you tend to think of when you picture a Christmas tree. The decorating of boats in December also honors St. Nicholas, the patron saint of sailors, whose feast day is on December 6th. Most households nowadays tend to have and decorate their own Christmas tree, but there are still quite a few places in Greece where you can see a lit up boat, real or just the shape of one, next to a decorated Christmas tree. And it's kind of cute. I like it. We should bring karavaki to the States. Anywho. This week's trivia, that's it. No more trivia until next year. We think you might be starting to have a problem, and we're cutting you off. Consider this your trivia intervention. Float on by here next week, or better yet, next year, for more Great Lakes and Shipwreck Adventures. Can we be any more Midwest and white with that statement? But we hope it's more of an endearing thing now and less of a nuisance. If so, make sure to send any stories you're hoping we cover in 2026 to our email. Nope, that's not our email. Our email, underthewavespodcast@gmail.com. I think there's also a message section on our website, which is www.underthewavespodcast.com. Or feel free to drop a note in the comment section below on your favorite listening platform or on any of our socials, which can be found when you search Under the Waves Podcast. Thanks for sticking around through our first full calendar year of stories, wrecks, lighthouses, people, spookies, and everything in and around the Great Lakes area. It's been quite a year for the lakes, with them experiencing their highest ice coverage since 2022, several freighters getting stuck in the Detroit River, stations on both Lake Superior in June, how do we miss that one, and Lake Erie in November. Of course, we can't forget the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and our first three-part series. 2025 also brought a record number of shipwreck findings that include the Western Reserve in Lake Superior, the F.J. King, the J.C. Ames, and the Frank D. Barker in Lake Michigan, and the James Carruthers in Lake Huron. And a few other wins, such as a notable decrease in zebra mussel populations, unfortunately usually due to an increase in quagga mussels, but those have also showed signs of decline as well. The ups and downs regarding Copperwood Mine and Porcupine Mountain State Park are still ongoing. Make sure to call and write to your representatives. The fight to save our public lands is not over yet. And overall, what a wild year 2025 was. Sometimes it felt like it would never end, and looking back, it feels so rushed. New Year's can mean new beginnings, or at least a shift in mindset. Remember, you don't have to wait until the start of the year to be the person you want to be and become the change you wish to see in the world. Keep on the good fight, know that we're in your corner, and have resources in our show notes that might help in the meantime. And if you have a specific source that you believe would be beneficial to add, definitely feel free to send that our way. We love you. We're proud of you. Let's get ready to take on and conquer 2026. Happy early New Year's, guys. I feel like I'm on a radio broadcast show right now, and I am living for it. That's all. Take it away, Andrew.
If you know someone who announces every January 1st that this will be the year they finally stick to a plan, only to disappear back into their usual chaos by January 3rd, this episode is for them. This is for the hero who swears they'll meal prep, declutter, or finally finish that, quote, life-changing, end quote, book. And yet somehow ends up binging TV while eating cereal straight from the box, pouring milk into the bag. This brave soul also buys a planner, pens it out with perfect handwriting, and then treats it like a decorative coaster. Share this with a person whose New Year, New Me strategy and energy lasts for about as long as a Snapchat streak. the one who sets 17 reminders to remind themselves about their reminders and still manages to remind themselves they forgot everything. The one who promises to quit caffeine, sugar, or doom scrolling and somehow ends up with a venti latte in one hand and a phone in the other, 3.5 miles of scrolling later. They are champions of starting, failing, and pretending that procrastination is just part of their creative process. So, for your friend who has 6 half-finished hobbies and a dozen abandoned projects, pass this episode along to them. Maybe it'll make them laugh, maybe it'll make them feel guilty, maybe it'll make them cry, or maybe they'll just screenshot it and forget all about it, which feels rather on-brand. Either way, they deserve a little reminder that ambition without follow-through is basically comedic gold. We release new episodes every Friday, and until then, folks, fair winds and following seas.
We'll catch you next time under the waves. Bye!
Cheers. So what I ended up doing is I left.
Yes, I forgot sad about and depressed. This.
And literally, so I was messaging my brother-in-law about this. I was like, dude, can you believe this? Like, what would you do? This and this and that. And he's like,
imagine honestly, if we cut the episode right now. Just kidding.
Honestly.
Diabolical.
He was like, they're probably going to message you and be like, are you here yet? Like, are you still coming? And I kid you not, 15 or 20 minutes after I left and I was almost to my appointment, I had to be to. I got a message like, are you still coming tonight? And I sent that. I took a screenshot, sent it to my brother-in-law. I was like, you're kidding me. He's like, there's no way. And then the guy was like, I am so sorry. I had something that I had to do and this, that. And I didn't open my app to see my notifications. And I'm just thinking like.
Excuses.
You should just be seeing these as notifications, but whatever, maybe you have it turned off. And he was like, if you want, you can, I'm here now. Like, excuse me. If you want, I'm here now. Feel free to stop by. I'm very sorry. This and that. And so I was like, okay, let me do this quick thing. Did the quick thing. And then, drove right back. And so ended up going there and got it, secured it. It was a good deal. And the guy was like, yeah, you know, you meet all sorts of flaky people on Marketplace. And today I'm that flaky person. I'm sorry. I was like, stuff happens,
man. You should
have
been like, so, sir, if I had done this, would you have been cool with it?
I think
I'm never going to see you again in my life.
I think he probably would have been cool with it. But because he even in a message back, yeah, you can go in the gate and this. And I was just like. Yeah, that was 15, 20 minutes ago. So anyway, that's how the story ends. I got too scared.
So you
I did
got
not go
it,
in there.
But you had to go back.
Yeah, I was not about to go in there and possibly have someone try to, low hanging fruit of B&E and robbery and whatever else. And anyway, I just wasn't.
That's
bad,
probably
so. Anyway,
a smarter choice. But congrats on getting a new bumper.
No, it's a tailgate, but close. No, it's okay. I figured a tailgate was not worth me.
Tailgate, sorry.
Getting in trouble. That's okay. All right, that's it. Bye, 2025. See you guys. Make smart decisions.
Ew, David.